is she doing here?
What the hell is she doing here? Really? Really? I'll tell you what I'm doing here. You want to know what I'm doing here? Shit for brains? I had sex with your dad. That's right! I had sex with your father because just like you, I like my sex old and ugly and with fake hair on their heads that falls off when you're having sex with them. It just falls off because that's what you do, Dennis Reynolds. You like to have sex with old people. And you said that you loved me. You said I love you. And so I thought, okay, well, I love you too. How do you show love? You go and have sex with old people. So that's what I did too.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me is Veronica this week. Veronica, what the hell's wrong with your headphones?
I don't know.
Talk into that mic right in front of you.
I know, I moved.
There we
I
go.
Had to play with the knob.
Are they loud? I mean, this is how we used to start the show for the first 6 months when we really, really sucked. It was like, how are levels? Can you hear me?
Are
you good?
All,
can you hear me over the music?
I think my head is abnormally small.
I have a really, not to go for the innuendo off the bat, but
yeah,
I have a really, really big head.
Please don't.
I had to get like a special helmet when I played Pee Wee football. I'm not even kidding about that.
All parts of you are abnormally large, minus that part, because I don't know about that part. No, but like you're just...
weird.
Yeah.
Like
you have a weird body. Anyways,
yeah.
Okay.
Sexy,
this,
though, in its own way.
I'm having major difficulties because, number one, I can't hear myself through the headphones. And
you're still not hearing yourself through the phones.
No.
Try another jack. Seriously. Like, there's a couple jacks in front of
okay,
you. Plug somewhere else. That jack could be down for the count. And I am going to...
Okay, that is so much better.
That sounds better. You're good.
So much better.
Everyone's happy?
Now I just have to hold them onto my head.
Nice. Oh, because of your little peewee.
Shut up.
Your little Beetlejuice head.
I quit you.
Your little Beetlejuice the blonde wig head.
Whatever.
Well, you can hear us... for the time being, at least, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. I don't know if we'll be jumping times, but for now, Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. More importantly, archives and my blogs found at inpapasbasement.com. And let's see, you can watch us if for whatever reason you want to watch radio, your life has come to that. You can watch
hey,
us.
Hey, we are cute.
Well, no. I mean, like, not the... Oh, they took out that web camera, by the way, I think.
Awesome.
But not even watch us, like, watch the audio. It's just audio with pictures of dogs saying, I'm lost, have you seen me, in the background. Have you ever actually watched the radio channel?
When I click on the link, I get the Windows Media Player, and it's like a laser show.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's our audio. I'm saying if you actually go to either Cox 37 or Comcast 27.
Never done that.
It's like our number, which is 703-560-TALK. Scrolling at the bottom, and I think the name of the radio show, maybe. I'm not sure on that
all
one.
Right. You should know that, considering it's, you know,
I have not tuned this show on in years. I have better things to do with my Saturday than this show. And I wish the audience did, too. The fact that we might have listeners who can call in at 703-560-TALK. See, I'm not actively...
Why do you even tell them that?
I'm not actively discouraging them for once. No, I'm going to answer calls for once. It's going to be a day where we answer calls if we get them.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a trick. I'm just going to hang up on them.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know. But I had a whole lineup here. We're going to go on about football. I know you're at least into college ball.
I love football.
Exactly. You're a sane...
Go, Canes!
I was going to say...
Let me just say it.
No, I'm...
Thank you, Georgia Tech.
I like Tech, but I kind of dig... the Canes right now.
Yeah.
With that good Christian named Ja'Cory.
Ja'Cory.
There was a Ja'Cory in the Bible.
Doesn't surprise me.
I really don't think there was. Although, you know what?
You would know that.
A lot of weird, quote-unquote, black names can be found in the Bible. It's true.
You know what? I love the Canes this year.
They're looking decent.
But I don't like that when they put the TV on them... They have to get all ghetto thug. I hate it.
That's always the Canes.
I hate it, though. And they're talking about swagger. Swagger's fine.
That's the swagger of the Canes.
But
why do I know this?
Stumble. Because
okay.
Then you will look like a fool.
Okay, we're going to talk some Canes, some football in general. We're going to talk some Megan Fox. And
I love Megan Fox.
We're going to get into it then. She crossed over from someone I could stand to bitch that needs to be cinder blocked.
What?
Right to the
what
temple.
What did she say?
Oh, I have her Rolling Stone interview right here.
Let me see.
Listen, show prep. That's me bending a magazine on air. It's not interwebs for once. Don't lose my bookmarks.
I love her. She's so pretty.
You will learn to hate her.
No.
I will make you hate her.
She's ballsy. I like her. Why would I hate her?
Oh, you'll learn to hate her. I'll do a good job.
Why?
By the end of it,
we can do this.
You are going to feel about her like Hitler did a certain group of people.
I want to morph into Megan Fox. Think I can pull it off? If I dye my hair dark again?
Dye your hair and...
I've got the blue eyes, well, pale skin.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Could I become George Clooney? I have the stubble and the brown eyes.
Oh my God, are you comparing me to her? Like, ew, you suck.
Oh, you walked into that one.
I hate you.
We're also going
to
get to...
I am so much closer to looking like her than you are to George Clooney.
I was called George Clooney, not last week.
Someone lied to you and your mom does not count.
She was a human woman that I touched the boob of.
Ooh.
I know.
You're fantasizing about her right now, aren't you?
No, not so much. We're going to also get to the Kardashian clan and Patrick Swayze. Oh, are you pouting on air?
That's so sad.
She's giving the... I'm going to get to...
Him.
Well, for starters, and we'll leave it at this for now, I think it's sad, and I thought he died pretty classily, but let's not act like we lost Brando. That's all I'm saying. That page rustling is so loud on air, honey. So GD, can you pass it back to me? I do need it for our bit. Thank you for passing me the Rolling Stone.
Just call me Matt.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to chew gum on air. And
no, ice. The ice was the best.
Chewing ice on air. Good old Matt. Matt is rotting away right now at Mary Washington.
Poor kid.
Calling me at 1 a.m. bitching about how he hates college life. And I'm like, Matt. As a guy who's been there, just go out and get laid. Just go and get laid.
He should call into the show today. I'm going to text him.
Yeah, do text him. Tell him to call in. He actually was trying last week. And I will not hang up on Matt. But he has to text you ahead of time to say he's calling, because otherwise I'm not picking up. Other than that, we've got Olivia Wilde and GQ. Just want to touch on that. Maybe we'll get to Kanye and Taylor Swift, because that's topical still. Ha ha ha. Sarcasm. But first, I want to rant. Put down your damn phone, Veronica.
I'm texting Matt.
Are you done texting?
No. Obviously, I am. Continue.
Okay. I picked up... Well, actually, I'll tell you why I picked this up. I went back out in the hall, because at the EBR studios, they're filming some kind of mock horror film, I guess. Right when I pulled in, a hearse pulled in, and people dressed in, like, skeleton costumes got out. And there was this blonde built like a brick-ass house. You saw her right when you were walking in the building. What, you didn't like her body?
I couldn't look at her body. All I saw was the silver on
her
face.
She had weird, like, Lady Gaga whore makeup on and a weird wig, maybe, I don't know. Or she just permed the S out of her hair. Ass like a donkey, though. You gotta love it. So I went out to take a second look at that because I'll never talk to her, but I'd like to really memorize the form for later use. And my smooth move was, right when I encountered her, I made like I was picking up the EBR/RLD, Fairfax Public Radio Listener's Guide. So I cracked this thing open, and what do I see to my dismay? Well, first of all, they've at least got us in the lineup. That's nice. That's a first. Do you know how long we were listed as, like, the other guys? Or two guys and a mic it was.
Mm-hmm.
For like a year and a half. Whoever it was that was the predecessor to Miriam, I forgot her name. Miriam's a good program director. The program director we had before Miriam sucked ass. She never once got off her fat ass to fix that so that our name was the correct one on the cable lineups or anything.
Can I interrupt your rant for
Go
one
for
second?
It.
Matt wants to know the number.
It's 703-560-8255. 703-560-TALK if we're going to give it a DJ spin.
Would you say 8255?
8255.
He's going to call in.
He's going to call in?
Maybe.
Delightful. Can't wait. He's audio dynamite.
He's fun.
I love Matt. He needs to pipe up more on air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the list of talk shows. Well, first of all, guess whose show isn't there?
This one?
This one.
Shocker.
Yeah, we probably needed to be like at a Radio Guild meeting. There's one, look, there's a list of them behind you crossed out. We've missed them all. I don't go to them. I went to one Radio Guild meeting for 10 minutes. It was just Tom Gavin sitting there eating all the pizza that they brought, and I had a slice and walked out the door.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was
You're
a wild
real contributor.
It was a wild time. I'd like to think that I helped the station with both the ad revenue and just a pretty face they can put on the billboards. And
I want to be on a billboard.
I don't need to go to these meetings. I already contribute.
I'll go.
I'm going through the list of the talk shows, though. And one really leapt out at me. And I wanted to just, whoever these people are, I hate them already. I want to beat them. Veronica, look a little more pissed.
Why?
I want you to go team, go F them. I will smite the enemies of John.
You have to tell me why you don't like them.
All right. Going to get to the show description. The Midnight Mutants, Mondays 10 to 11 p.m. The Midnight Mutants retain a massive audience appeal flavor. What massive audience? We're public access. We have no listeners. We got no one. I think one time one show had 10 people. Maybe that was us. Back when I used to IM the hell out of my friends and people would listen and they cared. Back when I cared about my friends. We have no audience.
Gee, I wonder why you have no audience.
Yeah.
Back when I used to give...
I don't care.
Ooh, I caught myself.
My headphones died. Uh-oh. Now they're back.
Good.
We have no audience, though. Maybe, like, 20, like, bomb-building jihadists. I mean, who the hell listens to us? God knows no one in the radio world does. I've been bitching for years to get a better job than what I have in radio. Hasn't come. Hasn't come, despite this charisma, this sunny outlook. Where
Could
is it?
Could you sound a little more hostile?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. So, first line already, BS. It is humor-laden, cocky, with pop culture references, improvised skits, and casual conversation. Sounds like an S version of our show. I don't like the skits. The skits can kiss my ass. Who has the time to make a skit for a public access show?
Teenagers?
I guess, yeah. You're not getting enough head if you have time to write skits for unpaid radio. Not enough oral sex in your life.
Oh, man.
Once we introduce them
is
to this...
Is there ever enough oral sex in life?
Good point. Oh, no, there isn't. Even me, who's just lazy and burnt out on the whole sex thing, good old oral sex
yeah,
does it.
Yeah, you poor
spot.
Guy. You're just worn out.
It's boring, but not oral sex. Oral sex is like pizza. Just give it to me and I'll eat it. Okay. It also retains inside jokes funny only to the crew and avid listeners of the show. Well, we've established there are no avid listeners on public access because no one gives a crap. So it's funny to the crew. It's got... constant insults against Wishney, I guess that's a play on Whitney, very witty boys. PST, Psycho Stalker Terry. It's like a third-rate Rat Pack from the Stern days, and even he abandoned the Rat Pack by like 95. The Ladies Man and Spanky. Those are great names.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's do the rest of the show like this. This is the Ladies Man... Spanky Shay Wahoo into the microphone.
You sound like Adam Sandler.
I know. Come on, Spanky. Talk.
What do you...
I can't call
are
you...
Are you calling me Spanky?
I can't call you Spanky. I'm the ladies' man
no,
for the rest
you are
of the
not
show.
Allowed to call me Spanky.
You're Spanky for the rest of the show.
Absolutely
What's
not.
Up, Spanky?
What happened to Jennifer?
What's up, Spanky? Okay.
That's the great thing about radio.
Not
I have
gonna play along.
Except not talk.
Yeah, and then it just throws me out there and I have to buy time.
Mm-hmm.
A typical show consists of prank calls, random chatter, celebrity impersonations, movie/music rants. I'll show them how the goddamn rant's done. Sucky-ass Midnight Mutants. And callers. What are those like? What are those like? They're lying again. We're Saturday, 3 p.m., and we get no one. And it's not just because I call all the callers pieces of ass. No one listens. You're getting callers at 10 p.m.? Who are you fooling? Nobody. I'm
well,
on to you.
Well, it's not like they're going to advertise, yeah, we suck, don't listen to us.
That would be an honest sales pitch. That
when
would
has honesty ever sold?
That's like a fat girl at the bar saying, I'm not much, but I will blow you. It sells. It sells. Don't face palm. You can't talk through the palm. I have not successfully mic'd your palm, Spanky.
Do not call me Spanky.
All right, Spanky. While the show has attracted callers, listeners, lies of all ages and prominent musicians, the tone has not lightened. What, Spanky and Ladies Man are getting into the weighty issues of our day?
Why are we promoting their show right now?
This is actually this brilliant piece of cross synergy. They're going to promote my show. By calling me a no-talent faggot. And then dropping it at that.
Awesome.
The cast of the show reveals much about its focus and source of humor. That's it. That's it for that line. I'm glad they reveal that. Do you know the source of my humor? Intense self-loathing. It's a good, bottomless source. If we could tap that to fuel the world, we'd never want oil again. Mm-hmm. Instead, it can just pull off an hour of radio once a week when I decide to show up, which is every other week.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's not the best source of energy, I guess. In addition to host Adam C., the main characters are Maytag, sidekick. Maytag. F you, Maytag, whoever you are. What is with the names on this show?
Yeah.
Maytag.
That's lame.
Here's my buddy Bunsen. Burn on, baby. VOG, lovable yet hateful being. Jake, guitar / relationship expert.
Oh, God.
Kisser.
Which means...
spelled with one
cocky
S.
Cocky jerk who likes to play women.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, next.
I mean, what? Is he, like, learning how to finger bang in eighth grade?
Relationship expert.
Give everyone else the
tips? I want to take that
tips?
Guy on. We need to have them in.
Okay, we can have Jake in. Jake with an actual normal name. Then we have Kisser, but with one S. Is he Kaiser? That's with an A, like the role, you asshat. King of toilet humor. And the scorpion, the call screener.
Oh, God.
What is the scorpion? That's like a gay porn star. That's like the scorpion has a big scorpion tattoo right where his tramp stamp would go. And he's the bottom. He's the catcher, and the scorpion's tail points right at your wiener. Like, oh, is the scorpion going to sting me? Is the scorpion going to sting my gay wiener as we film our gay porn? I don't know. You got to tune in and listen to the Midnight Mutants and their gay porn crew.
John, I don't think I've ever heard you this angry.
Yeah. Yeah. I get worked up over weird things, but I was seething over this. I'm seething because there's like two hot pieces of ass out there that I'm not talking about. And instead, I'm in this studio, and I should be out there staring at them and not talking to them. And then I see this rag, this crap, and we're not being promoted at all. I mean, I promote us through Facebook, but who gives an S? Really, I just send out these demos like all over the country and trying to get a radio job anywhere, at which point I'd probably have to leave you. Because you're going to stay with your current job.
No way. Pay me more. I'll come with you.
I could pay you maybe something. Something. You can actually hear the clock ticking in the background when we go quiet. It's pretty impressive.
I'm going to lose the headphones.
Don't lean too far back.
I would come. This is fun. I would do this instead of my regular job.
I think it's bishin'. Are you kidding me? I'd love to bring you and the little bro wherever we go.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. I've been sending out demos. In fact, this week, they're going out left and right.
Which shows are you sending out? I'm curious.
Really, I link to the website. I do a blanket thing. I don't want them to think I'm pulling a fast one and send in like, oh, here's the good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Out of all the days worth of audio we've recorded.
Yeah, but you know what? You should put something together with at least 3 minutes of good because they're not going to browse through a website.
Well, for talk.
To hunt for it.
For talk. If you're like, here's a whole show, they're cool with that.
Okay.
A lot of times they're like, we don't want cut material. So
okay, that's
me
fair.
Being half-assed. And it's like, also, if I send them to the blog site, it's actually a website powered by WordPress. Let's not make it sound like it's blog.ilistentofalloutboy.com or something. It's a real website, inpapasbasement.com.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's the name of the show, by the way, in case you just joined us. Papa's Basement. Host John Papa Giorgio. Co-host Spanky. God damn it. Talk, Spanky.
I'm not.
You're not going to answer to Spanky?
No, I refuse.
Okay, Spanky's real name's Veronica, everybody.
No, it's Jennifer.
No, we're going to go with Veronica. Jennifer's
but your
two
mom
inside.
Likes Jennifer.
Jennifer is two inside a joke for the airwaves right now. Maybe when we get that cushy 11 p.m. time slot.
No way.
We can have
really
all the loyal
name.
Listeners. Maybe we can get some of the trail off from the Midnight Mutants. We can get a whole six listeners.
No, I want to be called Courtney.
No, you're going with Veronica right now, damn it. We're going with real people names.
Fine, fine.
All right, Veronica. Are you ready to talk football?
Yeah, but I'm not, I don't know that much about it. I just
Well, I just want to say, in my opinion, it's the best damn sport out there. I think if you're into MMA, you have like a closet homo thing going, a little bit.
MMA?
Mixed martial arts. Like, the guys are just into MMA. I think you're a little into the, you know.
Kind of random, but okay.
Well, I'm kind of deriding every sport. I like baseball well enough, but you couldn't really pay me to watch much of it. I'll do postseason.
I'll go to baseball games.
Baseball games are great.
Hard for me to watch it on TV.
You know why?
Unless it's the Tigers.
You're not intensely stoned or drunk. That's why.
I don't get drunk at sporting events.
Well, I'm just saying, you could watch baseball.
To get drunk at sporting events.
Oh, yeah, you'll go poor.
Unless I'm with a really cute boy who buys all my drinks.
Oh, and by cute, you mean he has money. And that's why you can buy all your
oh,
drinks.
Oh, come on. Don't even put me in that classification because you know it's not true.
That is true. You are more. You are more of a military groupie than a rich guy groupie.
Can we make it through 1 hour, one show without mentioning that? It's so much. It's crap.
We actually have like a whole bit about it later.
No, we don't.
We have a witty skit.
Okay, Spanky. The more that we talk about that.
I'm Scorpion, you're Spanky. Spanky and Scorpion show.
Okay. Okay. If we're going to continue to talk about that, I'm never promoting the show to anybody that knows me, by the way.
Okay, then what we're going to talk about later, we'll touch on what you're into, your issues, if we will, but I will not.
Issues? I don't know what you're talking about.
I will not call you out by name on it.
Everybody knows my name. You've said it 500 times
today.
You're
Spanky. You're Spanky.
I am going to throw my phone at you.
I'm the Scorpion. Power Bottom Scorpion with his co-host Spanky.
You're calling yourself a power bottom?
Apparently Scorpion's the gay porn star. That's
Wait, what's your brother's name? We have to give him a name while he's not here so he can't protest.
He could be Jackie G or whatever the main host was. Let me check
Ew,
it out.
I do not want to be there.
Jake C.
Names.
I don't know. We used to have dumb radio names.
Call him the aborter.
Yeah. No, we could steal Coat Hanger.
Say that.
Coat Hanger.
No. The Hanger. We'll call him the Hanger.
Hanger.
That's so wrong. Are you making fun of the way I talk?
No.
I'm really trying to watch my S's.
You're sounding great on air today.
Yay. Normally I sound like a drunk Minnie Mouse.
So the next subject.
Okay.
Football. Okay. I love it. I love watching it. I've even gotten into college this year, and I usually hate college ball.
Who's your college team?
Gonna go with Tech. Gonna go with V-Tech.
Virginia Tech.
I went there for a year. And UVA I went to for a year, but I hate UVA, so I actively root against them. And George Washington.
You went to UVA?
I went to Tech, UVA, and George Washington.
Why didn't you finish?
At Tech or UVA?
At any of them.
At Tech, I didn't fill out the paperwork to live on campus for the next year.
You numbnut.
And I had applied to go to UVA because when I applied, I was really sad to be that far from home because I like to go home and shave my mom's legs every weekend.
Ew.
And at UVA, my dad died, so I dropped out, and I took over the family biz like a big boy.
Okay.
And at George Washington, I decided, hey, I want to give Jewish people all my money. And I figured George Washington was the best place on earth to do that. And I figured right.
Yeah.
I gave them lots of cash. I want to say that my money helps kill Palestinians. In some indirect, insignificant, small way.
Did you finish from George Washington?
I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I had a semester and a half worth of school, and I dragged it over 3 years. I pretty much had a breakdown at the end of every semester.
Wow.
I would do well up until the last 3 weeks.
So what's your degree in?
History and psych. I know. I should have majored in burgers with a minor in nuggets. It would pay better.
Yeah, you need to be a teacher.
Yeah, that's basically what everyone said, and they said it as a joke.
Yeah, like, but it's
true.
It is true. What else are you going to do with that?
That's like me seeing someone in an ugly outfit, and I laugh, and I go, you'll never get laid in that tonight. And then at the end of the night, they go, hey, John, I didn't get any snazz. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I warned you ahead of time. But you said it with a smile on your face, asshole. I didn't know you were being serious. Well, that's exactly what it's like. In fact, I don't think they should allow English majors, history majors, anything that isn't going to pay.
But why? The world needs professors, and that's what they do.
Yeah, you can do that right out of high school. Let's not lie.
Oh, come on.
You can do that right out of high school. I could
be a college professor out of high school.
Yeah. Isn't that a delightful irony? You'd be paying money to be taught by a 19-year-old who graduated with you. I think it'd be delicious.
Okay. Football?
Football. I love it. It gives me an excuse to just sit. Any friend who has a basement with a big TV, I just live there. I don't care who my teams are. I mean, I like the Skins, but they suck, so it frees me to root for anyone other than, like, the Cowboys and the Pats.
Oh, I love the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're my team.
Is that your team? I know you're going to be, like, Michigan and, you know, you're from that magical state.
I like Michigan because I am from there. My brother is in engineering right now.
Okay.
Miami, of course.
Because you went to the U.
I did.
And was it all just spoiled rich people? That was my experience at G-Dub.
You know what's funny about that? Yes, everybody there, the majority of the people there were from pretty wealthy families or they had money. I was definitely one of the minorities because I was actually, you know, paying for it myself, taking loans out.
Yeah.
But the people there, just amazing. some of the best people you could ever meet. They had money, but it didn't negatively impact them at all. It was just they were so used to having it that that's just how they were. It's not like they thought they were better because they had it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to kind of second that. I didn't encounter a lot of people who were like out of Revenge of the Nerds or something, who were like, you know, driving around in sports cars with sweatshirts around their – well, sweaters around their neck.
Miami's not preppy like that. Miami's more – Miami's just a sexy school. The people that go there, it's just a sexy school. The girls wear heels to class.
You know,
everybody dresses up. It was definitely culture shock for me.
You got to be kidding. Are you serious?
Not at all.
Like mini skirts and stuff?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm about to like grind one out into the console. Keep talking.
You always have the – you know, obviously there's – you know, the more casual people and people will – you know, would wear flip-flops and stuff. But for the most part – it was definitely – I wore heels and jeans to school. I mean,
what were the parties like? What
it's Miami. What do you think?
I mean, like the T's and A's must have been flying, right?
Because in Coral Gables, there's a law against more than four unrelated women are not allowed to live in a home together in Coral Gables because it's considered a brothel, which is a law from obviously ancient times.
Yeah, okay.
So there wasn't a big sorority fraternity house presence. There were a few. There were maybe four or five frat houses, and all of the sororities.
It was just these big parties with all these rich houses, right?
No,
keep it coming.
No, we would go to the beach. We were 20 minutes from South Beach, so why would we have a house party?
And people
when we can go
stripped
to
on the beach and did it on the beach, and they're
like, "Full moon parties were fun, but whenever there's a full moon, we would go to the beach.
Okay,
and there'd be a big bonfire and drinking. And
nice.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
What's everyone wearing? Their littlest bikinis,
shorts, jeans.
There's clothing involved.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm thinking like 90210 here now. Come on.
It was like 90210 for like five seconds. It was what?
It was so steamy and so hot for like 5 seconds. Like heels to class. And I'm like, God damn it. We're on to something here.
And then the football team would have parties at this bar down the street. That was my first
year. Were they gray rape parties? Was that the theme?
Were they what?
Gray rape parties.
No.
Okay.
I mean, everybody went. I don't know. It was just fun. It was a fun location to go to school.
That's bitching.
I would take my homework on Saturdays to Key Biscayne and read law on the sand. It was amazing.
God damn it. Is that what college is like if you like live life?
That's what college is like in Miami. I don't think that's what college is like in the north.
Do you know what college was for me? It was getting T3 porn for the first time and like wanting to marry my computer because of it and then figuring out how to jerk off while your roommates slept. And the trick to that is...
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Loose pair of shorts with no underwhere. And you kind of just
okay. Whoa, you cock your leg. John, way too much. No, just stop.
Okay.
Just
well, there's
stop.
Like...
No.
Really?
Just
for the listeners?
No. Not even... No.
Okay.
Not even for the listeners. I'm sorry.
I'll tell Matt the secrets in private.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Why hasn't Matt called in yet?
He doesn't like you.
I know he doesn't.
He is not...
I'm not pretty enough for him.
He was really hot for you, actually, but he didn't pursue it. He had the steaming undies for Veronica.
Oh, my God.
And did not go for it. And
he called me a couple times, but I was distracted.
He's 21. He doesn't have that killer instinct yet.
I know. He's too young for me.
If I knew what...
I'm like 45.
Exactly. The listeners don't know that. If I knew at 21 what I know at 28, that no means yes, and...
John.
I'm just saying, like...
Right, you'd be doing this broadcast from...
Oh, well, so much of my life would have changed. I would have done a broadcast major or business
or... How did we get on the topic from football? Was there a point to the football topic, or was that just to...
Oh, I love football. There, we wrapped it up.
Oh, okay. So...
I think it's the best sport ever, and it's 17 weeks of... Oh, God. You know what's even better than the 17 weeks of the regular season?
Huh.
Those 3 weeks of four playoff games...
Yeah.
Or do you only get 2 weeks of four?
I don't know.
I don't know. Those are the two best goddamn weekends in the year.
I just like to plan the Super Bowl party.
Oh, you're such a girl. No.
I am.
You get that 4 p.m. game and that 7:30 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. And then Sunday, it's like the 1 and the 4:30. And then you get it all again the next. It's so bittersweet.
Do you know what girls love about football season?
So bittersweet. looking at guys in football outfits? I don't know.
Well, that.
Diking out when their boyfriends go away.
And it's always a big group of guys that gets together to watch the game.
Yeah.
And there's only a couple of girls that'll be there. It's great. I loved that growing up.
What, and you get all the attention?
Duh.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother would have all of his hot friends over. And, of course, I'm in, like, high school, so loving it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Well, so I'd walk down, hi.
Any chick who can even fake knowing a damn, I don't even care if she knows a damn thing about football. She could, like, sit down, look at the game, be like, what sport is this? If she's good looking and she's sitting there, who gives a crap? I mean, like, I know some guys are like, oh, I love a girl that's really into sports. Really?
Girls are only into sports to impress guys. Like, unless you're my friend Lee and she's just, like, a boy.
I know, yeah, exactly. I know one girl who's seriously into sports and she's got a couple screws loose. Like, you know, she might pee standing up for all I know.
Oh, my God.
I just wouldn't trust it. Why would you? That's like, there's one thing that I'm really passionate
about.
What?
You know what we can talk about?
What?
The girls that ESPN has on the field with the players now. Erin Andrews.
Yeah, what about her? Like, she's a piece.
They're annoying. Yeah, they are so annoying.
Well, I just hate any woman who's like, I don't like that I might have gotten here because of my looks. I want to be taken seriously as a journalist.
Yeah, it's like, own it, honey. You're a 6-foot-tall blonde with big boobs. Why do you think you're here?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, you know who got where she got because she's a good journalist? That troll Susie Colbert. You know, ugly girls can pull that card out. You know, ugly girls busted their hump. I mean, maybe they give the blowjob of a lifetime, too.
I don't know.
And that's how they
got
where
they are. I'm sure there are the exceptions, but come on, we are not.
Oh, we have a caller.
I just don't think we're being realistic.
Treat of treats.
If we can't admit
if I even remember how to take them. Hey, caller, are you on? I don't care if you are.
Yep, I'm on.
Oh!
Hi, Matt!
It's hi. Hi, Matt.
I went to put my window up.
Oh.
Ah, crap. All right, I'm driving. What's up?
Matt Ganoza. Well, first, you know, Veronica, she thinks you're a sweet, cute young man.
Yeah, of course she does. He doesn't.
Oh! He suddenly got balls over the phone.
Ouch.
Suddenly got a pair over the phone. Why couldn't you have that vigor in the studio, young man? But, yeah, come up to town so we can party. We'll do the show. She'll show you what goes where.
What, today?
Huh?
Well, today I'm taking my mom to the Frederick Fair after the show.
In Maryland?
In Maryland, yes.
Why would you go into that state?
I don't really want to, but I kind of, once in a while, like to be the man in the house and take my mom out and be a good son.
Yeah,
it's either that or the leg shaving again. Yeah, you know, if I play my cards right and I feed her enough fried oyster sandwiches, maybe there's a little something in it for me. Maybe a tired handy on the way home. Who knows?
What?
You know how we Greeks...
I put the phone down. What?
You know how we Greeks roll. So what's up? Why are you calling, young man?
I don't know. I got bored. I have a ton of studying to do, and I woke up half an hour ago.
Well, of course, you've been listening to the show. That's why. For those that don't know, Matt's on the show here and there. Matt has an attractive but insane sister, and he's good people, good friend of mine. I love him to death. I tried to set him up with Veronica. He lacked the killer bite to go out on a date with her. I was a little disappointed, but what can I do? And there, you're caught up.
Insert awkward silence now.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I was going to say, I'm half asleep. I drank like a third of a bottle of NyQuil last night. My roommate's NyQuil.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I didn't even drink last night. I did nothing. I just stayed in.
You
didn't go party up in Fredericksburg?
He is a student of the Papa Giorgio way of college living.
Oh my God, you son of...
What?
I think somebody cut that off.
No, they didn't cut me off, but this old woman, like, took 10 minutes to make a right-hand turn.
What's the color of her skin, Matt?
It was white.
Oh, I hate them, too. Don't worry. They all suck. Any race you can rag on.
Straight off traffic. Oop, almost had an accident. All right, we're good.
All right. Well, yeah, man, come on up next week. I got to work overnights, but we can do a little something. We can get drunk on Monday or something. Sunday.
My parents are coming down tomorrow. Next weekend for parents' weekend. What the?
Oh, someone has a better grasp.
It's the same goddamn woman.
Flipper the bird. If we're gonna have some fun while you're...
Go have a heart attack.
Flip the bird.
Oh, my God. I totally just realized what part Matt has to play in the show.
What?
He has to be the little sidekick that goes to do, like, driving around.
He'll be our jaywalking guy.
Yeah.
Except straight. Okay, honk the horn and flip the bird, or I'm going to have to hang up on you. I want to hear the horn. I want to hear the horn honk.
No, there's like two guys on a motorcycle.
Well, just honk the horn anyhow. I just want to hear a goddamn... Excellent. Excellent. All right, man, I'm going to let you go. That was bitching. Thanks for saying goodbye.
He just hung up.
Yeah, he just hung up.
Awesome. That okay, what's the good. Next topic? I'm sick of football.
Okay. Next topic, we got Megan Fox. The bitch Megan Fox.
I love Megan
the
Fox.
The harlot Megan Fox.
Why is she a bitch now?
The strumpet. Well, I never thought a ton about Megan Fox to begin with. I thought she had a pretty decent lid, and even I had to think, like, in certain pictures, it would lean a little into Manishville. Like
Megan Fox?
Yeah, like the eyebrows might be a little thick. There's something that kind of suggested vague trannyism to me in her face.
Okay, I can see that.
Vague trannyism, that's all. Why? I swear to God, I'm getting audio bleed. Whatever. I always thought she had kind of a big mouth on her. And it was one of those deals where it's like, I'm hot, I'm going to say what I want. And I hate the fact that I'm here because I'm hot, but I'd never trade it in for $1 million. Tee-hee-hee. You with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of hate that every frig, especially white dudes, who I usually don't agree with sexually the taste of, they think she's like a goddess. For my money, she's like a scrawny broad that got implants, some lip injections, got a nose job, and that's what she is. Pretty much, I think any girl with a budget of $20K could get, any thin girl with a budget of $20 to $30K could look pretty close to Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I supposed to disagree with you?
No, I'm stating what I hope.
She's still hot. She's still a pretty girl.
Okay, but is she like the hottest damn thing on earth? I don't get that.
Well, who's her competition right now as far as looks go? I mean, really.
The hottest ass out there right now. I'll put Kim Kardashian above her. Looks wise. I love Kim Kardashian.
No, I wouldn't put Kim. She's got a
big fat ass. I love it.
She has a weird face though.
It's like exotic.
Her face is really long.
I love Rihanna.
Oh, I can't stand Rihanna.
Love me some Rihanna.
Rihanna needs to go away for sure.
Oh,
years.
She got some pierced nip action going. She got a nice ass.
I think Jessica Biel's gorgeous.
You know what? She's kind of got an exotic thing going for a white chick. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's not the traditional, typical, white chick.
I would put...
She's a little unique.
Yeah, exactly. I would put those three, like, off the cuff
mm-hmm.
over Megan Fox.
I wouldn't put Rihanna over Megan Fox.
That's cool.
At all.
That's cool. We all got our tastes. I'd put Rihanna over. I don't know, something about her. I like it.
I think she's so overrated.
Really?
God, yeah.
I was going to sing a parody of Umbrella, but that
Please
would make
don't.
Us like the Midnight Mutants.
Please don't.
Parody songs. No. Next episode of Midnight Mutants.
Okay, so what did she say in particular that offended you so?
Glad you asked me that, Veronica. It's almost as if I had prepared you to ask that on air.
And he really didn't.
And maybe, just maybe, I brought the new issue of Rolling Stone that has... This is the girl who hates that she got where she is because she's pretty. What do we have on the cover?
She's almost naked.
She's almost naked. With the... Can we agree this is the dumbest effing tattoo you have ever seen in your life?
Marilyn Monroe?
The Marilyn Monroe on the
Why
forearm.
Why is that dumb?
That is just the ugliest tattoo. Put it...
Okay. I mean... Obviously, a lot of what she does is very contrived. I think the comments that she makes, there's a lot of thought put into them because she wants to come off as like she doesn't care. So, okay, whatever.
Okay.
Who doesn't to some degree, though? Like, why are you harping on her about it when you could harp on any of them about it?
Oh, I'm only harping because she was in the Rolling Stone I got in the mail like an hour before the show.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it real. Oh, we're getting a call. Blah, 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 blah. Caller, speak up.
Hello, is this Papa?
Yeah, this is Papa.
Were you in the devil's basement, or?
Did you hang up?
You are?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Good for you, because we have to get somebody to replace Obama.
That man is a Satan. That's why I'm in the devil's basement with him.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. What's your name, good Christian soldier?
My name is Len.
Len,
yeah.
Glad to have some right-thinking Americans on the show, Len.
Well, I'm a World War II veteran, and John Kennedy was my buddy.
Really?
Yep. I worked for the Army at the time. We tried to get peace on Earth.
Oh, pardon my French, Len, but that son of a bitch Obama is taking this country to hell in a handbasket.
There you go.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
Thank you. The caller's best friend on John Papa Giorgio's basement.
What?
What? You've never heard the conservative callers call him before? It used to be a treat we had earlier.
What the hell was that?
Once in a while.
I thought you were playing a clip for a minute there. I was like, no, he's totally played a clip.
No, pretty much anyone that calls in, I'll agree with.
What? What?
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a whore. I'm a whore.
No, I'm not. I don't have a problem with what you said. It was pretty obvious, but random?
I think Len's called before. I think, you know what? I think I met Len in the studio one time when I was to pre-tape a show. Ah. He was a cool dude.
I just wasn't expecting that, I guess, from a caller. I figured it'd be one of your bozo friends. You actually have listeners, John.
This is some random Papa's basement trivia. There is a lost show that I have never aired. It's 30 minutes with Len in the studio. I remember this.
No way. Oh, you have to post it.
I think I lost the CD. I have to dig it up. It's like the only one. I was like, this is too weird, even for me. But there's like 35 minutes of Len in the studio, and we're just talking like conservative politics or something.
Wow.
It was really good.
I would never, I don't know.
It was really funny. God, I need to find that CD.
That's, yeah.
Okay, getting back to Megan Fox.
Okay, Megan Fox.
Thank you for the call, Len. That was very
cool. Megan to Obama to Megan. Okay.
We're going to start. I circled tons of dumb things. Megan Fox. Oh, here's a picture of Megan Fox. Here she's doing that bend that gives white girls the illusion of having an ass. I hate it when they do that. You're not fooling anyone, honey. Just grow one. It's not the hardest thing on earth.
You're saying this to a white girl that does have an ass.
Yeah, God bless you for it.
Okay.
I'm thankful you have an ass.
Glad. Me too, because you know what? I'd rather have one than not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sick of every white chick, like, in Transformers, the scene where she's completely bent over the car, like, practically doing a good morning lift just to show off what little cheek she has. Well, so saith Megan Fox. Here's our first gem. I'm really tired of being exploited and having everything I say sensationalized, she says one warm afternoon in L.A., looking typically radiant, if a little drawn and pensive. It's an unbearable lifestyle. I'm Megan Fox.
Okay, keep in mind, though.
What?
She was a big see you next Tuesday. That's what she was.
Thank you.
I think you have to keep in mind that she's still new. Give her a couple of years and whatever. It won't faze her.
This is what I hear every time she opens her dumb S mouth.
You're just pissed because you know that you would never have a chance with her.
Not without a gun. What's your point? There's a lot of girls I'll never bang.
I don't understand the hostility towards her. I think there are more obnoxious women in Hollywood than Megan
Fox. We've already explained this. It's like a manufactured hostility because I got the Rolling Stone an hour ago.
Okay, yeah, true.
I really don't care about Megan Fox. We'll strip all pretense from the show. God forbid John have 10 minutes of semi-bit on the show. I think she's like any other dumb starlet. I could not care less about her. Her life has nothing to do with me. I've never once looked at Megan Fox and been like, I gotta take care of business looking at that picture of her. She's never done anything for me sexually. She does not excite me mentally. I think she's a boring little girl. She's like 23. She got pouty fake lips, big fake boobs, real bushy
eyebrows. Let's talk about her lips in the Transformers movie because they were horrible.
What, in Transformers 2?
Yeah.
Were they all botched up?
Oh, yeah.
I laughed my way through that movie. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It looks like they were injecting her before each scene. It was so bad.
Okay.
I didn't hate Transformers. I mean,
I thought one was watchable. Two was like,
two was almost too much.
I'd rather watch Scorpion's gay porn than number two.
Wow.
Yeah. Rather watch power bottom gay porn star Scorpion, who's on your Midnight Mutants every Monday, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on EBR. Rather watch his gay porn films.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. And Obama is the devil, according to Len.
I'm not going to debate that.
Whoa, you've turned on Obama?
I've never been the biggest Obama fan.
I thought you were a Democrat and you voted for him.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm so not getting into politics, but no, I'm not.
I find them boring on shows,
Obama.
Too. I wasn't team him, but, like, I voted for the dude, and I don't really think he's doing anything that rancid so far. But I don't really care. The whole country's going to melt in a fiery holocaust someday. Who gives? Who cares who's at the helm? I don't care. Black dude, old white guy, I don't care. Let it all go to hell. It's going to anyways. Got no control over that. You ready for the next pearl of wisdom? The only thing that's going to save us from that fiery holocaust I mentioned?
Yes.
The next wisdom pearl from Megan Fox?
God.
Fox says she had a dream last night. She dreamed that a dragon was eating people at a theme park and that she devised a plan to get out alive. We covered ourselves in mud and crawled away, and the dragon couldn't pick us out, she says. I don't know what that means, but it's interesting. It's not interesting, you dumb bitch. It's called Predator. Arnold Schwarzenegger already did it. You dopey bitch. You dopey, dumb, unoriginal tramp.
Okay, next pearl of wisdom.
If the country's ever in trouble, we're going to cover ourselves in mud, and that's going to trick the dragon. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Isn't it? Isn't it, Veronica? You look interested. You look very interested.
Mm-hmm.
And not at all scared of me.
Mm-hmm. What was that? What was that?
I told you we had audio bleeding. There's a kid squealing out. They're filming some crap, like two studios over, and they're so loud that it's getting right through.
That's annoying.
Ready for pearl number three? Pearl number three here on Papa's Basement.
Yes.
Every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., where none of our hosts are gay porn stars. None. Not a one. Several hours later, looking just as glossy as ever, code for oily, she finds herself sitting in a straight back chair, arms and legs crossed, and saying, I'm brilliant and secure about everything. I never think I'm worthy of anything. Like what those reporters said about the movie, all I could think was, they're mocking me. She leans forward. I have a sick feeling of being mocked all the time, like a lot of self-loathing. So she hates herself. She's rich, and pretty much every guy on the planet's whacking one out to her, but she hates herself.
But...
just like her hero, Marilyn Monroe. Again, very original, Megan. Very original.
I think she is a product of her environment and her youth.
Daddy left her at age three, and, yeah. What? Are you ready?
I just don't understand the hostility, but okay. I feel like your expectations are
called filling time, Veronica.
Okay, but still, I feel like maybe your expectations of her are a little high.
I'm more venting at the people who have expectations of her. It's more me mocking them. It's a little bit of a picture of a guy taking a picture of a guy taking a picture, if you get what I'm saying. I don't, but whatever. It sounded good.
Okay. I think you just want an excuse to read the magazine while you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a G. Gordon Liddy and just read 2 hours of the Washington Times on air. And then talk about how I pee into Tupperware and ate a rat.
Oh, please no.
What, you never heard G. Gordon Liddy?
Nope.
He would pee into Tupperware rather than take radio breaks. And he ate a rat as a boy because he was afraid of rats.
Mm-hmm.
And tied himself to a tree during a thunderstorm because he was afraid of thunder. I actually really like G. Gordon. I used to listen to him.
I really need to paint my nails.
Glad the show's come to that. Glad the show's gotten to that. Anything else you need to take care of? Any shavings? Any waxings?
No, you are so wrong. Next pearl.
You
could have
said
wisdom.
Legs or armpits. I was not going for anything sexual. Just as long as Veronica's stating the what's got to get done, let's get it out there. Any shopping you have to do?
Actually, yeah.
What do you have to buy? I'm listening. So's the rest of the audience, listening with rapt attention.
I hate you.
Come on.
No.
You have to buy makeup.
No.
Do you know who got kicked out of Walmart for life for stealing Mary-Kate and Ashley cosmetics?
Who?
Megan Fox. She needed makeup, too.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's a great...
She did not.
She did, too. There you
so
go.
So she can never go into Walmart again?
No. Apparently not.
Oh, my
God. I guess at least that branch.
That's hilarious.
The Horsylvania branch of Walmart.
Mary-Kate and Ashley makeup?
Mary-Kate and Ashley makeup. Isn't it creepy... No, they'd be about her age, right? Same age?
Yeah, they're about her age, yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
I got another nugget for you.
Okay.
You ready for that nugget? Mm-mm-mm. Let's find a good one. Do you want to hear maybe why she's effed up?
I don't care that much about her, but
She's your hero, I thought. You loved her.
No, dude, she's hot. She's pretty to look at.
Well, you know what then? Bit over. Because I ran out of pages. I only had one more thing circled. Nah, never mind. There's a whole thing in the back I forgot about.
Oh,
ta-da! Ahem. She goes on. And that's why, if that's what can happen when a girl or woman is completely in charge of her sexuality and embraces the power of her vagina. It intimidates men. Not all but some. Men are scared of vaginas. And then, when you give them a powerful, confident vagina, they're terrified. They don't know how to deal with it. Look, I didn't figure something special out here. I wasn't born with a special vagina. I like how she's more from Valley Girl to Retard. All vaginas are created equal. But as soon as you love your own, you're good. You're set. So she loves her.
She's a nitwit.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I told you by the
way. I just feel like she needs a couple of years to get over this. I know everything. I'm 23.
And you know what's going to happen? That's exactly it. We treat her like an effing adult. She's not an adult. What would you do if a 23-year-old were hitting on you right now? You'd be like, oh, you're cute, but you're a kid.
Like, go play.
Exactly.
Go play with your G.I. Joes.
But the dumb broad's on the movie screen, and so she's an adult. She's an adult. No, she's a dip-ass 23-year-old. You hit it on the head. Hit it on the head beautifully. She's a kid.
Yeah,
what do I care
so
what a kid
next
has to say? Do you know what a kid can tell me? Like, how to drink a fifth and not vomit. And, like, how to blow the football team and not vomit. That's what a kid's an expert on. I will go to Megan Fox if I want to know how to get gang-pounded by the U's football team.
Oh, man.
If I ever need that expertise on what goes where, Megan Fox will be the genius of that one.
So I guess you're not going to see Jennifer's body.
Jennifer's body can kiss my ass. Okay. It's gotten mostly negative reviews.
Yeah,
even the baby
dumb.
Who's screaming at the door and his mom is staring in the door. Hi, mom. Wave. He's not going to see Jennifer's body either. He thinks it's ass. He can act better than Megan Fox, too. How's that?
That whiny little kid out there?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope they don't have audio blues.
He's actually a really, really sweet kid, and he's playing the role of perturbed child number two. You didn't even know it, did you? That's how into it. He's
no
method.
Idea.
He is method. He immersed himself in that role for weeks.
Another little Tom Hanks out there.
Pretty amazing. He's going to star next to a volleyball for his next movie. Going to talk to his buddy the volleyball. Castaway 2, Electric Boogaloo. You ready for the next one?
Sure.
Ready for the next? We've only got like 4 minutes left.
I love the clock ticking. Well, then let's talk about something else. This is boring.
You know what? If your mission was to hurt feelings of one John Vesalius Papa Giorgio on the air today...
Oh, shut up.
Mission accomplished.
How did I hurt your feelings?
Mission accomplished.
Let's talk
Spanky.
About this for the next 4 minutes. How did I hurt your feelings, Johnny?
You really didn't. I went into this with like such a head full of steam. Like I literally have a headache. I'm so angry right now.
I can tell. You're very amped up right now.
My nipples are sticking out. Everything's angry.
Ugh, I didn't need to know all that.
We could get to Patrick Swayze. Touch on Patrick Swayze.
That's so sad. Can we please not make fun of Patrick Swayze?
Not going to make fun of him. I'm
please
just
don't.
I just don't want people to act like he was the greatest actor ever.
I don't think anybody's acting like he's the greatest actor
well,
ever.
Okay, you've got like
they're just sad that he had some pretty cool movies. He seemed like a decent guy. He wasn't a total douchebag. And it sucks that he died the way that he did. I think that's what people are saying. I don't think anybody is proclaiming him to be the best actor in the world.
I guess maybe, again, I'm raging against the Hollywood machine because I sat through an Access Hollywood with my mom because my life's awesome, and they went through the entire Swayze catalog.
They do that when any celebrity dies.
I know, because they have to fill time, much like another
yes,
show I can think of
exactly.
That's got like 4 minutes left, so play ball.
You're so subtle, John.
And it kind of just got to me because they're really going on about how he sold the role in Ghost. And they had clips of him like, yeah, they had like 5 actors before me and the producer who may have had a Jewish last name. I'm not going to stereotype, but he did. He was like, oh, I'm all against Patrick Swayze being in my movie. But, oh, I saw him act and I got all sold. And it's just he never stood out to me. And especially I think more than anything, it really leapt up and bit me in the nuts when I saw previews for The Beast, that show he did on A&E for like 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very cool. He was doing it while he had pancreatic cancer, which, God bless him, I would be at home just with his money especially, I would be smoking chocolate bars. That's not even a euphemism for everything. I'd literally be melting Hershey's into a bong and trying to smoke it. That's how vicey I would be. He's instead working. But again, his acting was nothing special. It was very serviceable.
But he wasn't bad.
He did a great job acting like he wasn't dying of pancreatic cancer. Give him that.
Yeah.
And
I just like for my – and I think this is the same with a lot of people our age. When you think about movies, when you think about your childhood, he's one of the more prominent actors.
I think Dirty for girls, Dancing, for girls Dirty Dancing was huge.
I grew up watching that movie.
Yeah.
You know, so
– Roadhouse was good.
Roadhouse is a great movie.
Roger Ebert said it best. He's like, this is one of the best bad movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Where
it's just pure entertainment. There's no thought process required. It's just a fun movie.
Oh, okay. It's still got villains that call the bad guy boss.
Mm-hmm.
This man somehow owns half of a town by extorting guys who have no money.
Mm-hmm.
He's extorting the dirt poor and yet owns like a country villa because of it.
Yep.
And then at the end of the movie, they commit murder and conspire to get away with it.
Yeah.
They just say, hey, wink and a smile. I saw nothing if you saw nothing. Roadhouse 2! All right, Veronica.
Yes.
I want to thank you. I had a blast. I thought you were on point today. Your voice sounded great.
Well, thank you.
You did not sound like a horny Minnie Mouse or whatever you...
Horny? You I accused said drunk.
Your, drunk Minnie Mouse. Horny, drunk, same difference. we got Midnight...
And that is the problem with frat boys everywhere.
Exactly. We got Night Train Memories coming up next. Squires entering the studio. That man's an actual professional.
He not does like us.
He does a great 2 hours every Saturday, knocks it out of the park. I will actually flip on... I'll listen to his show on that cable channel much more than my own. I have nice. Flipped on Night Trains. So Night Train Memories coming up next. Pulling into the station, if you will. This was Papa's Basement. I was your host, John Papa Giorgio. I was doing a show where I didn't stumble over my words. And I believe we are out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.